He has a negative cancer test. The test I'm referring to is the AMAS test, which is an antibody test for cancer antibodies, which is highly accurate, somewhere around 99% accurate as compared with most of the conventional tests for the presence of cancer. It detects within a high degree of accuracy whether or not there are any cancer antibodies present in the body and whether there is any active cancer present. And the indications are in this case that there is no active cancer present. All other studies have indicated the same, and we're very, very hopeful and very encouraged that this will continue to be the case, and that this gentleman has a far better prognosis as a result of the use of CanSema, not only the ointment, but the other oral preparations as well. So I find this to be very encouraging. I have had other cases of skin cancers that have responded nearly 100% to the topical use of this material. So I intend to continue to use it for virtually all skin cancers. I believe it's superior to any other method that I'm aware of. So we will continue to use that along with all of the other immune enhancing things that we do. Of course, I believe that other modalities are necessary to maintain the immune system. We use antioxidants, of course. We use vitamin C. I still use Laetrile for some cases. I find that it's helpful. I believe it to be helpful in the prevention of metastases. It's helpful in the control of pain when the pain is due to cancer. I use some homeopathy. I use phytochemicals, which are plant chemicals. We're using more and more of soybean products that are effective in fighting this disease. We've used also shark cartilage, and currently we are looking into the use of bovine cartilage, which may be as effective, if not more effective, than the shark cartilage. The rationale for this, of course, is that the sharks do not get cancer, and you cannot induce cancer in the shark. The shark has unique substances in its cartilage that cause cancers to lose their blood supply, and bovine cartilage has similar properties. So to sum up my short talk here, we use many, many modalities, many natural substances which help the body to fight disease, particularly to fight cancer. We help the body to build its own defenses, which in all cases of cancer, these defenses have broken down. They have become less effective. They have allowed cancer to grow in the patient, and we try to correct that situation. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brody, and with me is David Yocum. Dave had a malignant melanoma the right nostril, which was discovered 2 years ago in September 1993, at which time a biopsy showed malignant melanoma. He had had bleeding in the right nostril for 3 months prior to that, and surgery was recommended. Radical surgery was recommended. Instead of that, he came to me for alternative care, and we put him on IV infusions with various nutrients in high concentrations. Followed our usual routine with cancer patients to build up their build up the immune system. We used high doses of vitamin C and germanium, magnesium, potassium, selenium, and Elektro. We used immune-boosting peptides. But along with this, we decided to use a topical preparation called Cancema, and applied this to the tumor in the right nasal cavity. This, as far as I know, has not been done at least to my knowledge, has not been done to tumors other than skin, other than surface tumors. Over a period of several months, we applied this material, which caused the development of a slough. And a number of times over the next 6 months or so, he sloughed dead tissue, dead tumor tissue. And by April of 94, he had a significant decrease in the amount of tumor, which had previously filled the right nasal cavity. Scans had showed invasion of the right maxillary sinus prior to our starting treatment. We continued the immune enhancement and the application of Cancema for, I think, it looks to me like about 6 months, after which time it was decided that he may still require some surgery. He was referred to Dr. West, who's a local ear, nose, and throat surgeon, who in turn referred the patient to a specialist in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I'll let him tell you who that is, because I can't remember who it was, but he ended up having considerably less surgery than was originally contemplated, and far less extensive damage done. He ended up with a small incision, which he'll show you. And since that, he's been just fine. He's had no evidence of recurrence. We've done tests, including the AMAS, which is an antibody test for cancer, and that has been normal. He's had no sign of recurrence. We've checked him periodically since then, and as far as I know, he feels fine. So any corrections they can make to my comments or additions.